and the other team has the right defense call or one thing here or there, and it gets magnified when you lose that badly and when we're putting up such bad running numbers. So I think it's a matter of just keep working, stay with it, and stay the course, and it'll come to us.
Does confusion come into it at all a little bit? I know frustration is one thing, but to be a little bit confused when things like that happen?
At times, you know, sometimes it's confusion, but you also look at the situations we've been in. You know, we run two plays, and all of a sudden we start running our third play in San Diego, and we're down 14-0. You know, you're not going to do a lot of running plays. It's early in the game. You want to try to stick with it, but at a certain point, you got to start moving the ball and put points up, so you start throwing it. So there's a lot of scenarios that get played into it, and sometimes it's just the way it goes.
Not that it's ever a good thing, but is it helpful that there's a number of guys, yourself included, who've been through a rough start or two around here and know you can pull out of it?
I think so. We got enough leaders in this locker room to know that I've started 0-5, 0-6, and finished 8-8, and you can't do anything too drastic. You know, it's frustrating. It sucks what we're going through, but it's still only two games. You know, you just got to stay the course, keep working, keep coming in. Work hard Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and try to fix it on Sunday.
I don't know.
Team's kind of seems pretty loose despite the tough start. I mean, how important is it to maybe not get tense right now?
Well, like I said, yeah, you have to. Each Wednesday you come in, it's a new week. It doesn't matter what happened the last 2 weeks. You got to prove yourself this Sunday for this game and try to win this one. So doesn't matter what happened the last 2 weeks. It's a part of what, you know, it builds character, and you just got to keep working. That's all we can do.
Thanks for your time.